I know there was a in here. There was a pantry here they kept stuff in. And as I remember, they kept the clothes hung on racks behind the bed, the old bed.
I see.
There were hooks on the wall behind the bed. They kept the clothes. Where you want to go?
I'm going to Country Club. Where you think I'm going?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Excuse me, asking no, you know, no, like I... No. But I don't want any money. I don't want any money.
I'll get them out of the security.
To the country club to the ladies' luncheon.
Sit
down.
Oh, you're just... Well, that's fine. I enjoy the switch here for a moment. Did you have anything called a wardrobe?
Yeah, we did. That's right. We did have a wardrobe. Big wardrobes. That's right. I forgot all about the wardrobes. And this room here had an enormous wardrobe right there. And by the way, I had it here. And it was a beautiful thing, but it was so big, we had two of them here. And my cousin came up from Florida here last summer, and went to take and the whole thing collapsed. There's not a nail or a screw in it. It just fitted together. Mm-hmm. And so he loaded on top of his station wagon and took it to Florida. Beautiful thing without a walnut. That's right. There was a big wardrobe right there.
And
that's why she kept a lot of the clothes in that wardrobe.
Did you have anything with made just of drawers?
No.
Without a mirror?
No.
Or anything called a chiffer robe?
No. No, they didn't nothing. Except I forgot about the wardrobe. They did have two big wardrobes. They were enormous things.
Or a chiffonier?
No.
It's called a dresser.
Had a, in the front hall at this grandfather's, they had a hat rack, a thing that stood up with, you know, where you put stuff on. And on the wall was one of these things that you let out, you know, you hung hats on. That was in the front hall. And also an organ, an old pump organ set in there.
Mm-hmm. In the kitchen, in fact, when we were talking this morning, you mentioned a safe.
Well, that was in the dining room. It was a.
Oh, it was in the dining room.
Yeah, it was a thing with two doors, metal with little holes popped in it, you know, and designs, and that's why they kept all the cake and the pie and that stuff like that.
The purpose of the safe was to keep bugs away, flies and things,
right.
I suppose.
Right.
Is that,
it had little tiny holes in the metal. It was a metal room. Tin, I suppose, and designs worked all in it, you know, flowers, with little tiny holes, you know, to get the air in.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they kept the cake and the pie and the preserves and the pickles and all that kind of stuff, all homemade, of course.
You mentioned this morning also how you kept the milk cold.
Down in the cistern.
Where would be the cistern?
Cistern was, and at this. At this grandfather's, it was just out behind the kitchen, a deep cistern, and that water was just as cold. You put the milk, and they call them coolers, it was about that big around and maybe 3 feet long, and let it down in that cold water, and that milk was delicious, as cold as it could be.
How did you fill the cistern?
Gutters from the house. See, the house had gutters all around it, and of course, a lot of it, you didn't have to fill it. The water came in from, but I remember sometimes my grandfather waited after a big rain, and after it got washed all thoroughly, he'd turn the gutter into the cistern and let the rain water run into the cistern.
Mm-hmm.
But
somebody told me that they never collected water for their cistern during the summer because they were afraid of mosquitoes. It would be a
well, you kept fish in the water to eat up the larvae, see?
Oh,
you drop a few fish down there and they would keep...